Now on the line, I have Mark Cummins. Hello, Mark. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great, Noel. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the alternative trade mandate, the campaign. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah. The alternative trade mandate is a group of about 50 NGOs, trade unions, human rights groups, farmers groups, fair trade groups around Europe that have come together over the last number of years and are looking for a different model of trade between Europe and countries in Africa, Asia and Latin America. They're pushing for a fairer kind of model of trade that would promote development, that would promote human rights, and would deal with the fact that, you know, some countries are more powerful and have more powerful than others, and I suppose there needs to be some sort of equilibrium brought into the trading and business relationships between Europe and countries in the global south. So the alternative trade mandate in Ireland, we're members of it, and as part of a Europe-wide campaign, we're calling on MEP candidates to sign up to the pledge. And there's several elements to the alternative trade mandate pledge, and they're to do with issues of making sure that trade deals are negotiated in the open. Mm-hmm. So people are aware, that ordinary citizens are aware, and it's not just left to public officials and representatives of big business to behind closed doors cook up the details of these trade deals. The other elements then relate to issues around human rights and labour standards. You know, there's concerns that in opening up these trade deals, that there isn't sufficient respect for human rights. Mm-hmm. And the risk is that business and a business model that's just simply focused on profit won't have the rights of people at its heart.
So, So when you're talking about working conditions and that, I mean, one of the big anomalies here of people say, well, for business, I only heard recently of a big business that was going to come here and said, no, the rates of pay are too high and all that sort of carry on. So they went to England and said, is this something you'd like to see uniform across Europe? Is this part of the mandate? I mean, it's a massive undertaking if it is.
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe if you think of the example of the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh last year, your listeners might be aware that there was a big factory collapse in Bangladesh, mm-hmm. and there was over 1,100 people killed. It was the worst clothing factory disaster ever in the world. And I suppose the question then is, how could that be going on? How could a building that was on the verge of collapse still be used by the global retailers to access clothing for global markets? How could that be happening? And clearly that's not a good model of development. Clearly that's a type of trade that is kind of a predatory type of trade, mm-hmm. that allows to an exploitation of working people to allow for cheaper clothing for the global market, okay, but and very high profits then for the businesses involved. So, you know, the issue then is about, you know, ensuring that there are proper standards in place so that trade, which is an essential part of, you know, global development, that trade is done in a fair and reasonable way, and that doesn't actually undermine, for example, the aid program. There's no point providing aid on one hand and allowing a trade model on the other that actually undermines development.
Yeah, it seems contradictory, all right. So, obviously, there's liaison between everyone within the trade the alternative trade mandate alliance across Europe, and each one may be dealing and making representations to their independent governments of the place. Is that the way it's sort of working at the moment?
Yeah, so in Ireland, COLOV has played a leading role on the questions of trade and fair trade over the last number of years. And in the context of the MEP elections that are coming up now on May 23rd, we're leading the call in Ireland for the alternative trade mandate pledge. And we'll be writing to all our MEPs, well, all of the candidates who are running for election for MEPs. And at the same time, the Trade Justice Group, the COLOV membership group, will be kind of organising its members and supporters to get on to their MEP candidates around the country and ask them to sign on to the pledge.
Okay, now that's through the MEPs. What other routes can you take? And does taxes come into it as well? Like, I mean, the levies that the government's put on in big business and multinationals coming into the country, there's always been debates on that. Are these parts of the equation as well?
Yeah, the pledge looks at issues of tax avoidance and tax evasion. Again, if development is to be a holistic thing, there needs to be jobs, there needs to be public services, and then there needs to be taxes to help pay for those public services. And taxes need to come from individuals through their wages and through their VAT. But taxes also need to come from companies paying a share of the profits that come out of the business. But very often what one sees in trade deals is that there's an opportunity for companies to salt away their revenues and show them and declare them in jurisdictions that maybe have a zero tax rate, and jurisdictions that had no particular role in actually generating the profit. So the alternative trade mandate will be calling for taxes to be paid in those countries where the actual goods and services were produced and delivered. And so this will be a huge concern. Like, it's been estimated by different groups that the amount of money lost through taxes not being paid in the right place exceeds by multiples the global aid budget. Okay. So the issues of taxation are very important.
Okay, now this is something that's never been attempted before, because it's a widespread campaign right across Europe. And now I have to admit, it's really very exciting. What way will the public be helping you, or is there a way that the public will be helping you?
Yeah, well, we're hoping that, as we get the word out, members of the public will look up the COLOV website, colov.org, and read a bit into these questions, and then in their own way get on to the candidates who are standing for the European elections and ask them, about issues of labour rights and trade, or taxation and trade, or there's a very particular thing that happens very often in these trade deals, which allows companies to sue governments if governments change regulations over the course of the time that a company's invested.
Okay.
And these sorts of things are, at the moment, being negotiated between Europe and the United States. So how this would work would be that if a US company invested in Ireland, and then the Irish government saw, well, there was pollution arising out of this particular industry, and sought then to regulate that industry and push it to clean up, with these sorts of trade deals that have been negotiated at the moment, that company would be able to sue Ireland because, it would affect its bottom line. So we need to make sure that trade deals don't actually hamper public officials and elected representatives from introducing regulations that might be needed from time to time, okay, that are there to effectively to protect citizens and to protect the environment and to protect the society that we live in.
Okay, and what's the website again?
COLAMH.org, COMHLAMH.org.
Okay, give us that again.
LAMH.
Okay, I'll give that out in the course of the program. How long is the Alternative Trade Mandate Alliance been going?
It's been going a number of years.
Okay.
This is obviously, with the European elections happening now, this is a moment, obviously, to push these issues forward. But the work will continue after the elections.
Okay.
And also,
But at this particular time, you're aimed at the MEPs, and you want people to get onto their MEPs as they're going around in the next couple of weeks, or have been going around. Sorry to carry on. Okay, thank you very much for explaining all about that, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would be very interested in that as well, particularly when you talked about some of the tragedies that have happened in some of the countries. And maybe that's what we need, just an alignment of fairness across Europe, and maybe that could happen down the road. It sounds to me as like a massive undertaking, but fair play to you for taking it on, Mark.
Great, Noel.
And I hope to talk to you again in the next couple of months and see how things are going.
Great.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. And that's Mark Cummins' Alternative Trade Mandate campaign. And sounds very interesting. And just look up the website, COMHLANH.ie, I think it is, .org, sorry, .org.